extent.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, I'll be talking to Jess about tech at the moment, but now I'm going to talk tech with Andrea Gilligan.
Yeah, well, as you know, we kicked off AI Week on Lunchtime Live yesterday, Pat. We were actually chatting to Jess about the pros and cons and how we've already incorporated AI into our daily lives. But we're going to be talking about AI in the arts, artificial intelligence and in the workplace later in the week. But today we're talking about the impact of AI on music. And I'm going to be talking to artist and composer Ruth Ann, who's a musician from Dublin based in London, also guitarist in the band Soda Blonde as well, Adam O'Regan. But it's really to chat about, are the great composers of our time redundant now that we have AI?
And we are going to demonstrate that redundancy right now. Andrea, you get yourself out of here and get ready because I am joined by Lachlan Hart, who's imaging manager here at News Talk, and of course by a tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. Lachlan, you conducted an experiment.
Yeah, so like I live on TikTok and I saw a new AI app kind of website that popped up called udio.com.
Udio.
U-D-I-O. So it's like the word audio, but take the A out at the top. And it blew my mind how realistic it was, how quick it was, how fast it was, how beautiful it sounded. So basically...
That's the music element.
This is the music element. So yeah, so it creates a track and you tell it the genre, you tell it the style, if you want male or female.
So you could say, I want an easy listening, Frank Sinatra-esque lounge-type music song, and it would do it.
So yeah, and you can tell it to create its own lyrics if you like, or you can write the lyrics for it and insert
Now you're too lazy to write lyrics.
Yeah, so I use, so I go to another app then, ChatGPT, which I signed up for, and I typed in The Pat Kenny Show, and I told it to look up News Talk, and I told it about what the show is, and it says, write a song about The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk. And it wrote me chorus, verse, you name it.
How long did it take?
That part took less than 30 seconds, I'd say. And the song,
how dispensable I am. Okay, so now we have the lyrics.
Yeah.
So then what did you do next?
So next I went to the app and I wrote in, write something slightly inspiring, upbeat, bright, that talks about the Pat Kenny Show, and here's the lyrics. Now, this website will only let you do 30 seconds at a time, but after 30 seconds you can say, actually, you know, do 30 seconds before it or do 30 seconds after it, put in a verse, put in a chorus, bridge, make it end, so you can tell it how to construct it.
So you had to build the song in 30-second bite sizes, chunks.
Exactly, with the lyrics each time. So you'd start off with the first lyrics for 30 seconds, let it do the next part, go into the chorus.
So how long did it take?
5 minutes.
Max, from start to finish, 5 minutes.
From even ever seeing the app. I mean, I'd never touched it before until that morning. And I opened it up and it's just so intuitive. It was fascinating.
And do we want to hear it?
We have to hear it now.
You can roll it there, Cormac.
Morning breaks over Emerald Hills. Radio waves of voice that fills every corner of our minds with stories that unwind. Pat Kenny on the air, wisdom shared with flair. Tuning in, we find our spark, a lighthouse in the dark. Raise your voice, let's talk it through. New Stock Stage, perspective new. Pat Kenny leads the way in the light of day. Ideas bloom, horizons wide on this enlightening ride. From the heart of Dublin Street to the bases where the ocean meets. Questions deep, the answers wait on debates that captivate. Insights flow, the nation's pulse.
understanding, results, every guest, every tale, a wind that fills our sail. Heaven's ever-new love, caught in ever-new love. Raise your voice, let's talk it through. New Stock Stage, perspectives new. Pat Kenny leads the way in the light of day. Ideas bloom, horizons wide on this enlightening ride. So here's to the words that move us. Here's to the truths that prove us. Every morning hear the call. On New Stock we stand tall. With Pat Kenny we see the light. As Ireland wakes to sight of a new day, clear and bright. Voices unite.
Do you know what? I couldn't have said it better myself.
I've never seen you beam as much in the 10 years I've known you. You're literally buzzing.
Yeah, well, actually, I think Eurovision. Why not?
That's it.
Why not?
We sent Dustin. We may as well send the AI.
So, Lachlan, you're using these kind of techniques all the time. You're a sound imaging manager. With any of the podcasts we do, you do the imaging. This must be gobsmacking for you.
What I love about it is that it's so natural that it's not like the same rhythm exactly every single time. The voice fluctuates slightly on certain notes. You know, there's a bit of variety within it. It's not like square, if you know what I mean. It's not like a 4x4 and the voice is the same rhythm. It's just so naturally sounding.
So who owns the copyright on all of this?
Yeah, that's the thing with AI. It's like, is it the person that feeds it the idea? Is it the company themselves?
But this is why I'm so excited to hear the conversation that Andrea is having later on, because she's talking to artists, people who put their experience, their talent, their blood, sweat and tears into every song. And so for Lachlan to sit down and in 5 minutes get a great little jam out of it, it is worrying. And it's not just that, like you said, Pat, when you were setting this up, you know, if you wanted a Frank Sinatra style, does Frank's estate then get a cut of it? Where is the inspiration coming from?
You know that argument about that they ChatGPT, when it was organising itself, was pillaging the New York Times archive, for example, to get every possible sentence imaginable. They're pillaging, presumably, Spotify to get every genre, every style, every song that's ever been written.
So weirdly, they've actually teamed up with loads of artists. Like will.i.am is part of this, so he's behind it. But if you type in write a Frank Sinatra style song, it won't let you. It won't let you reference an artist because of copyright claims. So you're mimicking an artist, but you can say write it in a soulful tone or in a pop music style, so you can get away with it in that sense. But they won't replicate a specific voice. So with that one, there was an alternative version. It gave me a male and a female version each time.
Now that you mentioned will.i.am, that song was very will.i.am, wasn't it?
Do you know what? It struck me as being a bit Hozier-esque. Yeah. That's what it sounded to me. It was quite like a Hozier song, which is now number one around the world. But I do think this is going to be a massive headache for artists going forward, also for labels going forward. And it brings back the question that I'm sure Andrew will ask later on or at some stage during our AI week is, do you care? If you're a fan, and say if you're at Glastonbury, you're in front of the main stage and an artist is singing a song that again comes from their soul and you can feel it in every breath, do you care if another artist comes on and sings a song that was written by AI? Are we going to lose that human connection and the empathy and the emotion that comes from it? So this is, it's more than just a piece of music. There's the whole implications and the domino effect that something like this causes. There's no denying it's cool. But I think that like what we're going to hear over the next few days on Lunchtime Live with Andrea is the consequences and the debates, the ethical, moral, humanistic debates that arise from this technology.
Yeah, we just have to echo Sam Goldwyn's famous quote. Was it Sam Goldwyn who said, if you can fake sincerity, you've got it made? So
that scares me, though.
If the two apps can fake sincerity, they got it made. Lachlan, thank you very much for joining us. Jess is staying with us to answer some of the tech queries. Had to update my Skybox. Any way of getting recordings from the old Skybox?
No, unfortunately, if it's a newer one, so whether that is the Sky Glass or the Sky Puck, they are saved on a server rather than locally on the box, unfortunately.
Could Jess suggest how to get rid of old laptops and phones? I can't turn them on to wipe them. They're completely dead. How do I then get rid of them?
So if you go to one of the Wii recycling facilities, they ensure that all of those devices are destroyed in a responsible manner so you don't have to worry about the data.
I have an iPhone 11. My camera is not good. I've always migrated from one iPhone to the next and wondered if my camera settings are wrong from an earlier iPhone, as others seem to take good photos on their equivalent. Can I just reset my camera settings to factory settings without interfering with the rest of my phone settings and data?
No, you can. You don't necessarily need to reset your camera. Very often people will mess around and alter them. When you set up a new iPhone from an old iPhone, it doesn't import the camera settings or anything like that. It's just box standard. You can go in and you can mess with things like, you know, the aperture and the focus. So what I do when I'm taking photographs with my iPhone is there's a little yellow box that appears. That's the focus. So I tap on that. So if I wanted to take a picture of you now and I wanted to get you in great clarity, I would tap on that. If it's too bright, I would drag the little sun down to make it darker. Or if I wanted to focus on the News Talk sign over your shoulder, again, I tap the yellow box on that. So it might be worth going onto YouTube and watching some camera tutorials, because there are very simple steps that you can take that will absolutely enhance your photography.
I usually listen to News Talk on my kitchen Alexa. However, it no longer recognizes the command "play News Talk" from TuneIn. Can you ask Jess what command I should give to get Alexa to play News Talk?
Oh, I think isn't it News Talk FM? I think that's what it is now. So if you say News Talk FM, it should do the job.
Would Jess know anything about baby camera hacks? Another parent said it to me, and I can't believe this is a possibility.
Yeah, any device that is connected to the internet, unfortunately, is potentially vulnerable to a hack. This is something that, you know, certain newspapers and news outlets love to blow up as a massive issue. If you have the camera set up on your home Wi-Fi network, which is password protected and encrypted, it should be okay, but I can't say that with absolute certainty because, again, any device that's connected to the internet is vulnerable to hack.
I want to get a bigger photovoltaic system, PV. The max you can get now is 5 kilowatt. You can apply to get 16 kilovolts. I don't know. The cost is over €900. Last year it was 6 kilowatts. I don't know.
Is this a solar? This might be a solar panel question. I don't know is the honest answer off the top of my head. If it is solar panel related, you could get onto the SEAI or you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com and I will decipher it, understand it and then come back to you with an answer.
All right. And finally, Jess, you talked to Andrea yesterday.
Yes, I talked to Andrea yesterday. We did an overview of some of the big issues. But as Andrea said, over the coming days, they're looking at music, they're looking at work, they're looking at the ethical implication. And then on Friday, they'll be looking at the arts. So if you do have thoughts and feelings or experiences of interacting with artificial intelligence, you can get in touch. You can email lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
And are you using AI?
Of course I am. It's my personal assistant. Of course I am.
Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.